Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Christmas, as we know, is a time to sit around and binge watch movies and specials on TV and indeed on streaming services. But the question is, do we need all of our subscriptions and could we actually save money by shopping around for the suitable TV package? Well, with the answers, I'm joined on the line by Ciara O'Brien, technology and business reporter with the Irish Times. And we'll also talk to Dara Cassidy, head of communications with the consumer website bonkers.ie. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being with us. So, Ciara, would you say now is the right time to evaluate whether we need Netflix, say, over Amazon Prime?
Yes, I think, you know, it's always a good time to see if you can save a bit of money, especially coming up to Christmas. I think the last year, and I'm the worst for this, the last 2 years, we spent a lot of money on subscription services because, let's face it, it was pretty much the only thing most of us had going on in our lives. So the issue now is, though, do you really need them? Are you getting the most out of them? And is it just the kind of thing that, you know, you sign up for, you forget about, and then you realise, you know, maybe 3 months down the line, you haven't opened Amazon Prime Video in 3 months, and you know you're still paying for it every month, and that's something. It's a kind of a trap I've fallen into myself, you know, where I've signed up for these things, and you might watch something. You sign up specifically to watch something, and then you just kind of forget that it's there, but the money's still going out of your bank account every month.
Or you cancel it, and then somebody in the office or one of your friends says, "Did you see such and such a thing?" And you end up signing back up again.
Exactly. And actually, I ended up with two Amazon accounts at one point, two Amazon Prime accounts. I have no idea how it happened, but I kept trying to cancel. I kept trying to change the credit card that was associated with my account, and the charge kept coming every month and I couldn't figure it out till I eventually figured out there was a second account somewhere along the way.
Yikes,
that was using the
twice.
Same credit card. Yep. And that's not cheap. I mean, when you think about it, for something I'm absolutely 100% not using, because I already had an account that was being used. So I was paying twice for the same thing.
So Dara, we really should be taking stock, shouldn't we, of what we've subscribed to?
Absolutely. I mean, there's just so much choice out there now for consumers. In some ways, it's great, but sometimes too much choice can be a bad thing. And as Ciara has said, sometimes you can lose sight of what you're actually paying for and what you've signed up for. What kind of complicates things as well is that a lot of the broadband providers, maybe it doesn't complicate things because it's good that they're offering better value. But Air, for example, now with a lot of its packages, offers a year's free subscription to Amazon Prime Video. If you sign up to a new Apple device, you'll get 3 months free subscription to Apple TV Plus, its streaming service. So, you know, sometimes you could actually be getting one of these streaming services by paying for another service, meaning you could save a little bit of money that way as well.
But you've got to keep an eye on those things, because when they run out, then you're going to be hit, aren't you, with the bill for it if you don't unsubscribe?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. And some of them aren't cheap. I mean, I think when it was just Netflix and you were paying maybe just a $6.99 or $7.99 a month, that was fine. But suddenly Amazon Prime came on the stream and had some good TV shows as well. Disney Plus now is the new one, or one of the latest ones. And over the next few years, we'll probably see Hulu and also HBO Max come into Irish, come on stream.
No,
as well.
Enough. I have enough. There's so many of them. That's the thing. And we feel, Ciara, don't we, that we should have them, even though, as you say, some of them are underused. Do you have them all? Are you signed up to everything?
I am, actually, yes, because I say, no, Disney Plus, like a lot of people, we signed up to Disney Plus when it launched. And Disney Plus, I mean, they launched at the right time. It was, you know, kind of the start of the pandemic. We were all trapped at home. Disney Plus has been well abused in the past 2 years on our TV. I'd say if you looked at my internet usage, 99% of it is Disney Plus at this point.
Okay.
And, you know, it's great to have that. But the problem is that there are so many different licenses and so many different agreements. So what you sign up for a service thinking, okay, this particular program is on it. And then you get this notification to say that this program is going to be leaving Netflix or whatever service it is on this date. And you now have a very short window of time in which to binge watch all 150 episodes of it, or else you have to sign up for whatever service it's going off to. And, you know, when Disney Plus launched, a lot of its content gradually got pulled into Disney and off other services. So we lost the Disney Channel on our TV because all the the content is now on Disney Plus.
Okay.
So Disney Channel doesn't exist anymore.
And the same
on
thing
Irish
happened with Netflix as well, and is happening, isn't it, Dara, where the Disney content moves over to Disney Plus, so you have to, you feel you have to have Disney Plus.
And that's only going to get worse over the next few years as more companies start their own streaming services. So a good example, like I mentioned, is HBO Max. So that's probably going to launch in Ireland in around 2 or 3 years' time. And it'll show predominantly, obviously, HBO shows. A lot of HBO's content at the moment is on the Sky Atlantic TV channel, which a lot of people would get for free, obviously, as part of a Sky TV package. In 2 or 3 years' time, that deal runs out. Meaning if you want to see HBO content like Succession and The Mayor of Easttown, you're probably going to have to sign up to HBO Max. So it's going to get worse,
you
unfortunately.
See, this is how it has changed, right? In the past, if you signed up for Sky or for one of the other platforms, you felt as though, right, I'm paying for my TV package. Now that's no longer enough. You need to do that and.
No, it's true. And I think this is where maybe you just need to take stock and see what it is you actually want to watch. You can't be signed up, or I wouldn't recommend that someone sign up to anything and everything. There's around maybe 7 or 8 paid for streaming services in Ireland at the moment. As I keep saying, it's only going to get bigger. For most people, I would say 2 or 3 is enough. There still is a little bit of duplication of content out there at the moment. So, for example, on Netflix, some of the shows that it shows are also on Amazon Prime Video as well, and vice versa. So just make sure as well that you're not maybe watching something on one show. Like, for example, I started watching Parks and Recreation, which is the Amy Poehler comedy, which is great on Amazon Prime. Thought I was getting great value for one side of Amazon Prime, and then realised it was actually on Netflix,
it's on Netflix
as well. So, you know, you just need to be careful that you're not watching one show on one platform when actually, and sometimes as well, we're forgetting some of this content is still actually available on RTE. It's on normal TV channels, and there's also the All 4 player, which is the free streaming service from Channel 4. That shows some great content as well. Fleabag is another example. It's on Amazon Prime Video, but was shown many times in RTÉ and BBC as well.
Yeah, so there might be other ways to access it, but there is a bit of FOMO going on, isn't there, Ciara, fear of missing out? I know in our house every Christmas, where's Elf? Where can we see Elf? And you always have to pay for Elf, don't you?
See, this is the thing. This is where the old DVD player, I mean, don't throw it away just yet, because you think about the amount of times that you spend either renting Elf or, in this case, Home Alone. Home Alone is only available on Disney Plus this year. It's not on TV. Home Alone 2 is on TV. I think Home Alone 3 and 4 are being shown somewhere, and they are absolutely not Home Alone movies in my book, but Home Alone 2 is being shown on terrestrial TV. But if you want to watch Home Alone, you either have to rent it or you have to be signed up for Disney Plus.
Yeah, you see,
this is what you're going to have.
The popular ones at Christmas. And now, Dara, you've taken a look at how much we should be spending on our entertainment packages. You've totted them all up and gone through them. Will we have a look at that, take us through the different streaming services, how much they cost on average and what the total is?
Yeah, well, I mean, the most popular one is obviously Netflix, which comes in at $7.99 a month for the basic package, but that can go all the way up to $17.99 a month, depending on how many people have access to the device. So the $17.99 a month package allows 4 people to access the account at any one time.
Okay.
And that's probably one of the most popular streaming services out there at the moment, and most listeners probably have an account themselves. After that, you're looking at Amazon Prime Video. Probably most people now are paying for the $7.99 a month package, which also comes with Prime Music, which is like their version of Spotify, and also Prime Delivery, which is priority delivery on packages into Ireland. Now, that is priced in sterling. You can get just Prime Video for $5.99 a month, but probably most people will go for the $7.99 a month package at the moment.
Okay, and Now TV then?
Now TV is a little bit different. It's now rebranded to Now. It's part of Sky. They sell what are called membership packages. So you can buy a membership for maybe an entertainment package or a Sky Sports package. They start at €15 a month, though. There's often half price deals, but it's not cheap, and it could definitely, you know, add up. And a lot of the content is already available on other services such as Sky Atlantic.
So that starts at 15.
It does start at 15. So kind of probably on slightly the more expensive side, I think.
Apple TV, which I got to watch the morning show, but I haven't really watched anything else on there. That's costing me how much?
$4.99 a month. It's a 7-day free trial if you want to try it out. But at the moment, they are offering a 3-month free trial to anyone who gets a new Apple device. It was a year's free trial up until recently, but now if you buy an Apple device, you'll at least get 3 months free. So that's something to kind of bear in mind as well.
And Disney Plus?
$8.99 a month. So again, not cheap. They announced the price increase only a few months ago. It did start at $6.99 a month. So that's gone up quite significantly in price. Probably a little bit more aimed still at children for now, although they recently launched a new TV channel called Star as part of it, which is aimed at probably a slightly more adult audience.
Okay, and there's something on there called Dope Sick, which I'm watching at the moment, and it's not for children, and it is absolutely fantastic. But that's $8.99 a month. Can you cancel all of these easily, or are you locked in?
You can. I mean, with Disney, you can buy a year subscription and save a little bit of money. It's the same with Prime Video. You'll save yourself maybe, you know, 10 to 12% on the annual subscription if you pay up front. But with all of them, it's usually just, you know, you pay by the month and can cancel at any time. So at least there is that little bit of flexibility that's there.
And Ciara, what about the TV and broadband packages? Can the special deals be had for new customers with the main providers still?
Yeah, and this is my kind of bugbear at the moment, you know, that if you are a new customer, you can get decent deals. I mean, you can get like a basic Sky TV package you can get for €30, would usually cost you 43. If you sign up for bundles, I mean, if you look at Virgin Media, they're pretty much only offering bundles, so you buy your broadband and your TV together. Now, you can upgrade, and you can kind of, I would urge people to actually look at what they're paying for, because what happens is we sign up for a TV deal and a broadband deal, and then we don't look at it for a couple of years. Now, a lot of people have got into the habit of every year looking at their electricity bills. Do the same for your broadband and your TV, because you never know. I mean, it's a lot of the time what happens is, you know, that they'll bring in faster broadband speeds or a better broadband package that will cost you the same as what you're paying now. So, I mean, why would you pay more for getting less?
Yeah, it's really worth keeping an eye on.
It really is worth keeping an eye on it.
Ciara, I just want to ask you about this outage last night. Some users of Amazon were affected, and not just their Amazon Prime service. They were affected across Netflix and Disney Plus and so on.
Yes.
Is that fixed now, or what happened?
It is largely fixed, yes, but obviously there's going to be some effects, knock-on effects on services. But basically what happened was for about 7 hours there was an outage on a server. So it didn't affect absolutely everybody, but it affected a good chunk of the internet. And the problem is that it was AWS, which is Amazon Web Services, and that's not just Amazon services. That's like Netflix runs, I think most of their infrastructure goes through AWS. You've got Disney Plus. So if AWS goes down, it has a wide ranging effect across the internet. So your Ring doorbell would have gone down. Amazon's e-commerce services would have been slow or gone down for some people. And then I said the streaming services, even down to, you know, services in airports and stuff like that, they would have all been affected. Anything that runs on these cloud services, which a lot of stuff does these days,
reminds you of the vulnerability of it.
It does.
On occasion, Ciara O'Brien from the Irish Times, Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie, thank you both very much indeed for joining us.